Good morning, take two, 8:25 a.m. on Monday, August 2nd, 2021, 66 degrees, clear skies and sunny, calm winds, and it is a brand new day. Good morning, everyone. PC Herring here. How are you? This is take two. I started this recording, put the phone in my pocket, and pull the phone out to take the photo where I usually take the photo, only to find that the thing recorded about 17 seconds worth of audio. So we're gonna try this again. How are you doing? How was your weekend? Mine was crazy good. Wifey and I played the concert Saturday night. We had a huge crowd, easily the largest we've ever had at this specific venue. We typically play a couple of different locations. Good time was had by all. We had a really, really supportive and a really, really appreciative audience, which is always nice. Yesterday we tended to some domestic things that had kind of fallen by the wayside while we got everything going that needed to be going. We've been extraordinarily busy these past couple of weeks, especially this last week, with wrapping out two major things. One being getting my in-laws out of their storage space, and the second being, why is this not locking? That's not good. And the second being the concert itself. So we took care of a few things. And now, as we start this new week, speaking for myself at least, I'm kind of in a reset and reestablish a routine mode. Sat down with some writing projects over the weekend and got some, not as much progress as I would have liked, but enough to mark progress on them. And the realization occurred to me that I've got a lot still to do in terms of world building on one and outlining and plotting on the other. So that is going to be a thing. Getting some ideas thrown together for the next Codename Cyrus, and nothing pen to paper yet, but still working through it. I was actually, I should have to get myself back into a little bit of the Codename Cyrus stuff, because in a week and a half I've got an appearance with a book club. One of my former coworkers from my grad school years contacted me a couple weeks ago and told me that her husband, who's a member of a book club, it's kind of a guy's book club, which, neither here nor there, but, but her husband's book club found Cybrosis, after having finished one of Scott Sigler's books, and, they found out that my former coworker knew me personally, they wanted to find out if I'd be willing to do a Zoom, Google Chat, whatever it's going to be, call in to their virtual meeting. And I said, sure. So I was on with her last night. We were kind of working out the schedule and the details, but it sounds like I'll be on next Wednesday night. So that'll be fun. That's really not much happening for us right now. Like I said, a little bit of a catch up, using the time to reestablish some routines, get back into some rhythm. Beagle Girls rehabilitation is on track. She's got full range of motion and will let me pull full range of motion on her leg without getting angry with me. And it's not because I'm going easier on her. If anything, I'm pulling it a little bit more forcefully. Not like I'm jerking it around so it dislocates, but I'm putting more pressure on it when we get to the end of her stretch to kind of hold the leg at its extended length. And then I'm standing her up and forcing her leg to touch the ground and kind of trying to shift her weight onto the leg a little bit. I can see that the leg itself is still weak, but good morning. How are you today? But yeah, as I was saying, her leg is still weak, but at least after her exercises, she's more willing to let it drop and touch the ground a little bit. So I'd say we're doing something right. We just gotta get back into, as I said, a more consistent role with that. What else? Indeed. Yeah, I don't have that much today. First day of month-end close for my day job. So the department's gonna get busy. My specific responsibilities don't get me too crazy busy until probably the 5th or 6th business day after month end, which we call, oddly enough, day 5 or day 6. So if you hear me slip into some accounting jargon, as it were, when I reference day 1, day 2, we're talking business days after month end. So today being the first Monday of, or the first day of the month of August, or of the business month of August, today is day 1. And the first 3-4 days are typically making sure all of the data capture, the data entry is done. All of the invoices are in, all of the bills are sent out, all of the, all the check register entries are made, for lack of a better phrase. And then in the second portion of it, we go in, or I go in, and I start digging through the accounts. And actually, I'll start doing that today, but I start really digging through the accounts in earnest and saying, hey, what's this? Why is this entry here? This feels out of place. And just going in and reconciling accounts and double-checking things and making sure they pass the smell test, making sure that any exceptions are properly booked and notated. An exception would be, for example, companies last year during the pandemic were able to apply for funds to keep their businesses and most specifically their payrolls up to par, despite maybe being closed. It was called the Paycheck Protection Plan, aka the PPP. And so a lot of companies applied for loans through the PPP, and under certain circumstances, companies were able to get those loans forgiven so that the money that they received did not have to be paid back. Well, when loans are forgiven, there are specific accounting rules that apply in the way that's supposed to be presented. So last month, when my day job's company, where my company got its PPP loan forgiven, we had to go in and make sure we had it properly booked and accounted for. And then we notate it, because eventually our guy who does financial analysis and is running through our financial statements and looking at variances will then come back to me and say, hey, what the heck? Well, he's not that blunt about it. He's actually a really nice guy. He'll say, what is this big, gain on the income statement that we didn't have in the budget? And I'll come back to him and I'll say, well, that's the loan forgiveness on PPP. And he'll say, oh, okay. And he'll make it known. He'll include it in his presentation when he sends it off to our senior management team. So yeah, today, days one through four are a lot of documenting and data entry and stuff like that. And then we start getting into the review and the pre-close analysis on day five. But you know, that's the way it goes. Anyways, I am coming up to the final turn before I get back. So that means it's the time where I start wrapping up. I'm going to wish you and yours a very happy, a very healthy, a very safe and productive day today. I will be working on getting some writing projects up to snuff. You may see me lurking on Twitch tonight. Well, you don't know. I don't know yet. I'm on Twitch at PC Herring. I do not have a channel. And I mean, I have a channel because all Twitch users have a channel by default, but I do not actively use the Twitch channel. I don't broadcast. But if you're on Twitch tonight, you'll probably find me. And yeah. So this is the part where I tell you that I will talk with you tomorrow, because tomorrow will be a brand new day. Take care.